Hi, welcome to IKEA.
Hey, I'm holiday shopping for the family and I heard there's a sale. What's the deal?
That's right, it's the IKEA winter sale now through January 7th. You can save up to 50% on select items in store and online. And if you're an IKEA loyalty member, you can save an extra 10% on select sale items.
Perfect, I need storage help.
Our storage solutions are great for organizing. Shop the IKEA winter sale in store and online today. Offer valid in the U.S. through 1-7 while supplies last. Selection may vary by store and online. See ikea-usa.com/winter sale for full terms. Restrictions apply.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
Oh yeah, we've loads to do, so we'll see you later.
Copy, paste, apply to every day this week. Oh lads, can you believe? Fucking last week of the year.
I know, unbelievable. Right, Christmas party, what stuff could we not say on the show? You know what I did on one occasion? Well, I did a shot with Callum.
You did a shot?
I didn't do any shots. Because yeah. I have to pay for the shots.
What was it? Apparently I repeated all of this back to Jack, my boyfriend, after, and he said, Callum asked you a question and said, if you get the question wrong, we have to do a shot. Is that true?
No.
What happened then?
I literally was coming to get a glass of water.
Always on.
And you were like, let's get shots. There's a video. You took a video.
I know. I saw the video. Yeah. I saw the video.
That sounds like
some
more
of the girls
realistic
brought,
opportunity.
Big lights to take selfies. You know?
Yeah, I'm not here for all of this.
They had those big selfie lights. The selfies from the lights did look class.
They're very influencery now. They'd be the influencer girls that
well,
we work with.
Yous missed the highlight of the night, which was Mark McCabe doing Maniac 2000 Live,
yeah,
which was class.
I'd say that was good.
Yeah, that was like literally at a Christmas party. I was like, this is mad.
But it is funny
this
to
is
think
my work
that,
Christmas party and
to
this
be fair, I would have been there, but someone spilled drink on me.
Yeah, Dave got a Guinness spilled all over him.
Yeah, that ruined my night, to be honest.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel a bit manky and you smell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to smell.
And then
wet.
You look messy, even though it wasn't you.
That's it, exactly. And it, do you know what it was? I was bringing someone, because the men's bathroom was empty by bar one lad was in there at the urinal. And some girl came up to me and she was just like, sorry, by the way, I say some girl, I don't really know her, I just know she works somewhere in the building. And she said, oh, like, can we just use the men's? Because the women's is packed. I was like, yeah, do you want me to bring it in so you don't feel like a weirdo walking in on your own? And she said, oh, that'd be great. So she goes ahead of me for some reason. And then she sees there's a fella in the urinal and then she jumps back. And
oh,
I'm holding my pint and my pint goes all over me. And I just kind of stand there and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, right, well, that's me done now. I'm gone. I'm ready to go home now. Do you know
what
I mean?
Did you say that or?
No, I was just like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. Like,
but in your head,
you
were like, that's
game
over. And you were actually trying to help.
In my head, I was trying to be, I was just like, what's with this bad karma?
Yeah.
Should I not be bringing women into the men's?
yeah, I get you.
I thought I was a good guy.
Yeah.
Go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning to you and welcome to the last week. Welcome to the dossing.
Thank God.
Can
for
you
that.
Believe it?
Oh, I actually find it hard
now,
to believe.
Now, obviously, some people do have to work for
of
a good
course.
Portion of next week.
Of course.
Soldiers, heroes.
100%.
Yeah, but we're off.
Yeah, but we're off, so we don't care.
Yes, we do. It does suck for people who do have to work over that period, but hopefully there's some lovely time off to come in January instead when everyone else is back in that month trying to get through it. A bit of an emotional day yesterday. The alarm went off at 20 past three yesterday morning. My sister was on one couch downstairs. My brother was on the other.
Oh,
and
I saw your Instagram story.
The alarm alone would make you emotional.
Yeah, that's true.
But we were headed for Dublin Airport to drop my brother off to the airport. He's just after landing now in Vietnam and he's headed for Australia in the next few weeks.
Has he not heard how the whole country is like, will yous all stop moving to Australia?
I know.
Yeah, is he not listening to
like for the past 2 years we've been saying, will everyone stop? Everyone don't go anywhere. Mm. And he's just off now in 2024.
Has the country done anything to help people stay? That's the other side of it.
And the lights on the Liffey are lovely at the moment, though. Have you seen them?
They're looking very nice on the bridge. Has he not seen
them? Has he seen them?
Come on now. But yeah, it's mad because like I've had friends leave and stuff, but never a family member. And I kind of get now that it's a bit more like, geez, I'll tell you one thing. I've never got as good a hug off him in my life.
Oh, really? Say so.
Oh, he was mad. I was like, he's getting proper emotional. Like, do you know?
But was there tears?
There was.
I don't love
tears.
Him that much.
Sorry.
My sister was crying, but you know.
Was she?
Yeah.
Ah, but that's sisters anyways.
Older sisters, you know, she'd be more than me. But yeah, my brother was just very like, he came back for a second hug. I was
did
like,
he?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Barry,
did he?
This is unbelievable.
If I was moving to Australia, I'd want 7 hugs. I don't want a second hug. You're going halfway across the world. Forever.
I know.
I'd want more than 2 hugs.
Yeah, but we don't know Barry, Dave. Could be like a stone.
Honestly.
He's a stoic man.
A second hug and he's moving to Australia. He's not doing well in my books, I tell you that.
Good morning.
Morning. If I didn't work on this show, Taylor Swift's birthday would have came and gone, would have completely passed me by. However, we have producer Callum. And producer Callum is Taylor Swift mad, and he reminded us on many occasions what day Friday was.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
It's also Taylor Swift's birthday.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, it was
time and time. This man doesn't even have a microphone on most of the time. I managed to get that in 3 times.
Yeah, 4 times.
And if you're looking for some advice on how much money to spend on your partner's birthday, I would not recommend going to Travis Kelce for that advice. Because some excellent journalists, I don't know who they are, how they got this information, but they have discovered how much Travis bought Taylor for her birthday. And the grand total came to 175 grand.
Oh my God, this is a real story.
This is a real story. Yeah, no, it's not me being like, I found a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So this is legit.
He spent 175 grand.
Yeah, he spent 175 grand on Taylor's birthday.
But you know what?
Cash machine's worth more this week.
It is.
This week,
oh, yeah, that's true.
But to them, when they have that kind of money, like it's all about like balancing that off. That's like our 100 quid.
Is it though?
Which is crazy.
They're millionaires.
I know, it has to be, yeah.
Well, she's a billionaire, I suppose.
Yeah,
so,
and
like,
he's
probably doing very well.
I really struggle with the concept of money sometimes.
Yeah,
it gets
same.
Really big.
No, I understand
like,
that. And it is ridiculous. It is, no matter how expensive, no matter how well to do or not you are,
crazy.
It's a stupid use of money. But I'd say if you were to actually work it out based on like their income versus what they're spending, it's probably our 100 quid.
You are probably correct in that, but it's just, no matter how rich if I ever get rich.
Oh, I hope I'm never that much of an idiot. Not that I ever will be, but I'd hope I'd never be that much of an idiot.
Well, I hope to be rich, that rich one day. That'd be fantastic. But I would still always like
dream big, Dave.
Radio man, if the thing's going to take off. But I still think like I'd know what 200 quid is. And I know that 200 quid is a lot of money.
Yeah, I know that 50 quid's a lot of money.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know. You're like, would I really lose the head that quickly?
175 grand.
Yeah. So let's break it down. She was 35 on Friday. So first off, he sent her 35 bouquets of roses, excessive. One for each year.
I don't know where to put them.
For God's sake.
Do you want to hear the breakdown of the roses?
I'm sure she has a room for roses.
Maybe. Yeah. So 15 boxes were classic red roses. That was only $315 per box. So the cheap ones.
Yeah, yeah.
10 boxes were black and red roses. £880 a box. Or dollars.
Pound.
And 10 boxes were neon rose gold roses. Tacky. Much. Yeah. £580 a box. So over 19 grand spent on flowers.
I feel like Taylor wouldn't have even liked the neon gold ones.
You know for a fact.
He'd be dead in like a week.
Yeah.
You just know for a fact this man did not come up with this.
Yeah.
He has an assistant. He has a team. He was like, yeah, get some for Taylor. There's the budget.
I'd say there's a little imagination in this present in general. So then the remaining $155,000 was spent on jewellery. Classic.
Yeah.
What about like your little cute jokes together? No little
something
trinkets.
Personable.
Yeah.
And I hope he's paying for her compost bin with all those flowers.
That's a good point.
In there next week.
Yeah. So 22 grand on a Tiffany bracelet, 25 grand on an Elsa Peretti bracelet. I'm too poor to even know what brand that is. Yeah.
Never heard of either.
Yeah. Nearly 50 grand spent on a necklace, earrings and pendant from Alhambra, another brand I've never heard of.
No, it means nothing to
so,
me.
So, could be.
Isn't it mad though? It's just like, that's just a Christmas present where it's more money than like I'll ever see. Like,
I know.
And it's just a Christmas present.
It was just even her birthday.
It's amazing though.
He's under pressure now because Christmas is coming next week.
I know.
And he's just spent all that on her birthday.
Yeah, and then wrapping it all up with 60 grand on a new rose gold Rolex.
Oh, I hate when the birthday's in the same month as Christmas. So selfish.
Poor Travis.
Yeah, it's lousy, isn't
he's
it?
He's up the walls.
Also, how basic to get her a Rolex.
I know.
Boring.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean?
Travis, if you're listening, you did a great job. Well done.
wish it could be Christmas every day on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling morning.
Emma, not over the kids.
Disrespectful. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
Oh my God.
No, I'm with you, Emma. Turn them off.
They're still making a few bob off that.
Or little kids.
As we, I think we went through this. I think they're probably really old now.
I think they're in their 60s. Well, they're working out, yeah.
But I am so with them. I do wish it was Christmas every day, especially after last Saturday.
It's going to feel like Christmas the next 2 days. We're heading out to Blanchardstown Centre tomorrow and Dundrum Town Centre on Wednesday when you can pick up the girly quiz board game. That's the only two opportunities for you to pick them up. You'll be able to get them from 8 a.m. You got to start planning those mornings now, okay? Because it's going to be stressful. It's going to be busy. So tomorrow, we're going to be in Blanche from 8 and Wednesday, Dundrum.
No, tomorrow we're going to be in Dundrum from 8 and then on Wednesday we're going
to
be in Blanche.
Please don't show up to Blanche tomorrow, Ash. We're not going to be there, pal.
Oh, lads, it's early. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Tomorrow morning we'll be in Dundrum.
Oh,
Wednesday will
be... Oh, the kids. I was distracted by the kids.
Yeah.
Wednesday tomorrow we're in Dundrum. Mother of God.
All good. Looking forward to that tomorrow.
As I had my house Christmas on Saturday, which is like, obviously I live with 4 other people, so it's a house with 5 people, so it's a bit of crack. And we did our house Christmas, which is usually where it's our like one time where we all come together. There's no girlfriends or boyfriends allowed. We just come and have dinner and have a meal or whatever.
That's
and
cute.
Girlfriends or boyfriends can come afterwards and things like that.
Nice. So, it's like the afters of a wedding.
That's pretty much exactly it. So it all started with Ashling, one of the girls I live with. She sorted the non-meat side of dinner.
Cool.
She's a vegetarian. She got every single type of potato you can imagine.
I love it.
There was boiled,
that.
There was roast, there was gratin, there was croquettes, there was chips, there was garlic potatoes.
Legend.
It was honestly unbelievable.
My dream.
Well done,
it was so, so good. And then me and Ben sorted the chicken. When I say sorted the chicken, we went to the deli and we got a bag of chicken.
Lovely. We got a man's handbag.
We got one of them rotisserie chickens, but it wasn't one. We got 4 of them because
they
were only half chickens, right? So we got 3 small half chickens and then 1 like full chicken. And
that's
we
did a lot of chicken.
We didn't know it was a full chicken. We thought it was 4 small half chickens.
Yeah. 2.5 chickens.
Yeah, yeah. So we got that and just went to the deli and got that. I'd say people in the deli thought we were very hungry because we also got chicken fillet rolls with them. So we were coming away with 4 chickens and 2 chicken fillet rolls.
These boys love chicken.
Yeah, we were starving.
Gotta get them gains.
Obviously, the roast chicken was for later on. We had some movies before dinner, as you have to on Christmas Day. I found like a Christmas channel online, so we watched that. The first movie was The Santa Claus.
Brilliant, love that.
And so you'd think that the second movie was going to be The Santa Claus 2, but it wasn't. It was Christmas with the Cranks. And the thing is that The Santa Claus has Tim Allen in it, mm-hmm. and the Christmas with the Cranks also has Tim Allen in it.
Yeah.
And so halfway through the Christmas with the Cranks, Ashling, one of my housemates, turned to me and she was like, "What's the crack? Why is he suddenly married and not Santa anymore?"
Brilliant.
I explained, it's a different film, Ashling, different shark, different Santa. Then it was the day. And I don't know, if you've listened to this show for the last 3 years, you'll know this. I have a very sound landlord.
Mm.
And every Christmas he comes over with a Christmas hamper for all of us.
He does.
A few drinks, a few chocolates and things like that. And in he comes on Christmas Day, House Christmas, and he comes in with the hamper. Second year in a row he's come on House Christmas, by the way.
Just by chance.
Just by chance. Ben was outside the window jokingly being like, "God, where the hell is John?" As John pulls up in a car.
No way.
Second year in a row that's happened. I don't know. It's really, really weird. So he came in and that was great.
Did you get your hamper?
I got the hamper.
Was it a good one this year?
Really, really good. Yeah, a few drinks, a few bottles, a few chocolates, things like that. Yeah, some lovely things to re-gift. Thank you, John. We had dessert, which was tiny little muffins. We kind of forgot about dessert. And then we also got crackers for the table.
Mm.
We also, Ashling sorted these crackers.
Ashling's done a lot.
Ashling sorted
everything. When we pulled the crackers, we all realised that it was a themed crackers box. And the theme was bingo.
Oh, excellent fun.
We were like, I got a bingo card. That's gas. I also got a bingo card. So did I. So, me too. Okay, right. We may as well play bingo. So Ben was the bingo caller. Some of the bingo calls I really enjoyed because he was making them Christmassy, but then throwing you off the scent. So he'd be like, "Christmas Day flicks, 28.
Oh no.
Up he'd go.
I hate Ben.
He'd go, annoying.
Up goes the tree, 72. And my favourite one, a Christmas bun, 3. Other games were Mario Kart, 30 Seconds, Jenga, the Wii board game on the Nintendo, and I won every single one bar the Mario Kart, but I'm contesting that. I counted 5 arguments. and bed was at 4 a.m.
Wow.
4 a.m.
Not a bad Christmas day.
What were you doing till 4 a.m?
Honestly, I was doing my best to stay up. But yeah, just chatting.
Unreal. That's class. This is 8 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're with us to grab that first code word you need. We are going Christmas crackers again this week with more insane prizes to be won. We casually gave away AirPods, Stanley Cups, a PlayStation 5 and €1,000 cash last week.
Woo!
So much more this week. And an iPhone 16 to give away on our Instagram this morning.
Unreal.
We really are going Christmas crackers and code word number one just after 8 a.m.
We obviously had our Christmas party on Friday and I realised like about 4 hours before the Christmas party I had absolutely nothing to wear because everything I've ever worn I have worn 1,000 times and every time I go out I wear the same bloody thing and I would take photos and so basically my whole Instagram is just like what would I look like in these clothes in this place. So I mean and it's really starting to annoy me so I went out and I bought new clothes so I am a changed man. I bought a pea coat. Right,
oh.
The pea coat, like you
what's
know,
a pea coat?
I think it's like a trench coat. I think is it called a pea coat? I'm not sure. Someone
I've never
told
heard
me.
Of pea coat.
Someone
I've
told
never
me. Called
heard
a pea coat.
Of pea coat.
That's a trench coat in my books.
I feel like the dad in Home Alone. Do you remember when he's running through the airport and he has the very very long coat and he takes the batteries out of it and things like that?
It's a good
that's
vibe.
What I feel.
It keeps your bottom warm as well with wind.
And
very
I also
smart.
Bought a jumper. Now notice the jumper on the back of said jumper. There is no hood.
Wow!
I
oh my
know.
God.
What are you gonna do?
It was bizarre. I don't know what.
A crew neck, a ribbed crew neck.
It's not even. I don't even think it's a crew. It's a. Yeah. Is there? I don't know. And then I also bought jeans that aren't skinny. So it's a great day. It's a great day.
You looked fresh at the Christmas party, I have to say.
Now here's what my
the
thing was.
The first thing I said when I saw you was, that's new. It's lovely.
Yeah, it was a white, it was kind of a cream jacket with a white t-shirt, right? And everyone was just like, oh, white on white. And I was like, why is everyone saying that? And someone actually said, we're like, what do you think you are? You're in six. I didn't get that reference. They were obviously a little bit older than me.
It was giving East 17.
That's the reference I would have went with.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. Was it?
No. I say that whenever anyone wears white. To be fair, at Christmas.
This was white on white, and I felt like it was absolutely fine.
Ah, it was lovely.
At
it
least
was cream on white.
Three people said to me that at the same time, they were like, white on white, interesting choice. And I was like, what's wrong with that?
People
and
are
then
so annoying.
Someone spilled a drink all over me.
Oh.
And so that's when I went home because it was white on white.
What colour was the drink?
It was black drink, Emma.
Oh, dearie
me. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Is it clean?
It is actually clean.
Okay, grand.
What's white on white and black all over?
Is Ember?
Dave at the end of the Christmas.
Good one, Ash. Christmas
Thanks.
Cracker joke.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we do have prizes to give away with Philadelphia.
Oh, my tummy's rumbling.
I know.
Here, have a bit of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, spread a bit on my tongue there.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds really weird.
Yummy.
I actually got those, you know, the good, like, real skinny crackers. Did a bit of a Christmas shop the
other
day.
The ones with salt on them.
There are those.
They're my favourite ones.
They're not the ones I went for. You know, like the little, what would you call
cream
them?
Cream crackers.
The watery, they're like
watery
water
ones,
crackers.
Little circular
ones. Or the blue packet.
Yeah. There was 3 for €2 somewhere. So picked up a few of them, went
in
home.
Philadelphia.
And when I say I probably had 18 of them with Philadelphia cheese over the weekend, I'm not lying. That's the God honest truth. I put a plate out. I left it out for everyone else to use. No one else went near it. I was like, grand, more for me.
Do you know what's lovely? The Philadelphia with the chives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't have anything to say.
Oh,
I'm not really a cheese board kind of guy.
It's not about being
it's
a cheese
definitely
board.
Definitely not cheese board cheese.
Is it not?
No.
Are you mad?
I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know cheese.
It's very spreadable. It wouldn't be
I
quite cheese.
I dare you to go to a fancy restaurant, ask for cheese board, and go, if you send me Philadelphia.
It doesn't have that kind of notions about it.
It's right, okay. It's kind of cheese for everybody.
Cheese for everybody on any day of the week.
Cheese for all. Because, Dave, you've got a friend in Philly, and we are spreading the joy this Christmas with thanks to Philadelphia.
We've got a 200 euro one for all vouchers to be won. All you had to do was tell us what song that we spread out like Philadelphia cheese all over me crackers. Neve is standing by. Hello.
Hi. Oh my God.
You're giddy
you?
This morning.
Neve, what has you up so early?
We're going to the gym.
Are you?
Oh, well done.
Who's we now?
Yeah, my boyfriend and me.
Fair play.
That's cute.
That's a fit couple.
Oh
the
God.
Last week before Christmas and you're going to the gym.
Everyone's jealous of you. What are you doing today?
Nothing. We only moved back from Australia, so.
Really?
Wow. Welcome home!
Welcome home. Thank God yous are back. We missed yous.
No one's allowed to go anymore.
No one is allowed to go. No, no, absolutely.
How long were you away for? Sorry.
Not long, though, 8 months.
Eight months. And it just wasn't for you. It was shite, I bet, wasn't it, Niamh?
Yeah, it was.
Niamh, what's the fella's name?
Aaron.
All right, Niamh and Aaron, you have the chance to win a 200 or one for all voucher. You had a song, it sounded like this.
It was all spread out like Philadelphia cheese.
It'd be weird running to that now in the gym.
It would be.
Your treadmill speed would be low.
Very, very low. Yeah. But I'd imagine Niamh and Aaron's is very, very high. What's that song, Niamh and Aaron?
Feel So Close, Calvin Harris.
Feel So Close by Calvin Harris. We check if they're right.
Let's do it. I feel so close to
you. There we go.
Now, treadmill up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a treadmill up song. I like it. Congratulations, Niamh. You've just won a 200 euro one for all voucher, and Aaron was there while you did it.
thank you. Buzzing.
Guys, welcome home. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
What do you do there now? Do you split them up? Is it 100 euro each, is it?
No.
She was doing all the work there.
You've got the call
he
in.
Just laughed.
You were saying that the question was very tricky this morning.
A little bit.
It was kind of, especially for a Monday with no lyrics, and we did get a couple of incorrect answers. We got a few Calvin Harrison's and Summers.
Oh yeah. I actually would have guessed Summer.
Very close. We got a couple of Black Eyed Peas. I Got a Feeling as well.
Oh.
But no, the majority of people getting Feel So Close.
They'd be much cleverer than us.
They would, in fairness.
The brains
tomorrow,
are working.
Just before 9:30, we'll give you another chance to win that 200 euro one for all voucher, all with thanks to Philadelphia. And this time tomorrow, we will be less than 6 minutes away from officially giving out the very first Girly Quiz board games. We've been telling you for a few weeks now that we said we'd launch this board game just in time for Christmas. It's based off the game we play with Dave every week on the show.
Woo.
And tomorrow we'll be at Dundrum Town Centre to give them away.
Have we got a ribbon to cut?
Why? I think that's we're not opening
we
anything.
Do. No, well, we're going to be opening the kind of the pop-up where you get collection point.
Oh, yeah.
And fair. I feel like you
I think that's unnecessary.
Something.
No, would you sort that now?
It would be my honour.
No
I will
problem.
Sort a ribbon.
Let her do it.
As if that's hard.
Let her do it.
Where are you going to go get a ribbon?
The big scissors.
It's Christmas. I could go anywhere and get a ribbon. I'll literally walk outside and I'll find a ribbon.
Yeah, but it can't be a pathetic looking one. Like.
Yeah, a nice big one.
You didn't even want a ribbon.
Yeah, but
and now,
you're
judging me on my ribbon
now,
choices.
Now you've said it and it's just in my head.
And now you want a really good ribbon.
I want a really good ribbon.
Yeah, but it can't be like a real skinny one that you wrap around a present.
Guys. I'll sort the ribbon. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I know a good ribbon.
We'll get the mayor down to cut it.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m, pick up your board game from Dundrum Town Centre. It's very exciting. We're ready to go. It's showtime. Showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, good morning.
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 A lot of people obviously on the slowdown this week, or you could be staying in work really late to try and get through things.
Oh God, don't be one of them.
I know, but you have to get stuff done. We are not slowing down in the show. There is so much going on. We're on the move the next couple of days because of the Girly Quiz board game.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we are going to be at Dundrum Town Centre. 8 a.m. Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Except it's not Santa, it's us. And we're there to give away some Girly Quiz board games.
And then on Wednesday, we're heading north. We're going to Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. And again, we'll be there from 8, giving away the board games. We also have unbelievable prizes to give you right now.
Absolutely, to keep us going all through the end of the week with Christmas crackers.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
I love how we're just casually giving away such mega prizes.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. We had such a fun time with this last week and we're going to do it again this
week.
We
had so much money left in the budget this year.
I don't know what happened.
An air wrap last week, Just Eat vouchers, Stanley Cups, a PlayStation 5, 1,000 euro cash, AirPods. And what's left in the tank now this week?
We've got an Apple Watch 10.
We've got a 500 euro Ryanair voucher.
200 euro Just Eat vouchers there.
We got a 500 euro Lululemon voucher.
And we still have that 50-inch LG UHD smart TV. I kind of want that to go on Friday.
But you listen, that's just wishful thinking, isn't it?
We can't control when anything is
going. No, crackers are all sealed. The crackers are numbered and they're all random. So whatever cracker you pull, you won't know what you've won until we open it up and figure out what's inside the cracker.
So here's how this is going to work again this week. Maybe you weren't with us last week. In order to end
enter for your chance to pull a cracker, which includes one of the prizes we just mentioned. You have to pick up two code words. The first code word you're going to get just after 8 o'clock this time. The second one you'll get in about 15, 20 minutes, so stick with us. And when you collect two, that's when you enter with both code words together.
Can yes. I give the code word today?
Please give the code word today, Dave.
Okay, I'm excited.
Here comes code word
number
one.
Here we go.
One.
The first code word this morning is beard.
Interesting one. Wouldn't be the most Christmassy, but I do.
Santa's beard?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But you know what I mean? On its own, it sort of sounds just like
weird.
A beard.
Weird.
Did you not hear that? Okay, run it back. The first code word this morning is beard.
Yeah, it's just, I see like a stubbly, like brown beard.
I see a kind of red-haired beard. I don't really see Santa's beard from the delivery.
Yeah, I don't see lovely, white, fluffy beard, but like, whatever, that's just me.
Is it cause of my delivery?
Yeah, would you just do it one more time?
Run it back.
Just imagine like Santa's beard, beautiful silver fox.
Have it. Your first code word this morning is beard.
There it was. Yeah. That was it. Yes.
Everything changed.
Thank you.
Now.
You're welcome. I get it now.
Morning.
Now, last Friday was obviously the Christmas party, lads. And from last year, I was had a little bit of the fear because I remember I told Ian Dempsey to feck off as a joke and it didn't really land. And I remember I told Pat Kenny that he was intimidating.
And
that one did land. That one did land, yeah. So I had a little bit of the fear. And so, on Friday I brought to you my idea for not doing anything embarrassing and, making sure that we didn't wake up the next morning with the fear or anything. Now I can't remember much, but I'm pretty sure I was absolutely amazing. But unfortunately for you guys, I remember everything yous did.
Yes. I'm the same, to be honest. I've like a big blackout just for myself, but I remember yous doing some
mad stuff. No, I was very good.
I don't know how you're showing your faces in here today, to be honest.
I remember yous on Friday night.
I know producer Callum only did one thing wrong. I'm pretty sure he told the CEO that he preferred the previous CEO. I said, that was a bad idea. Yeah. That was a bad idea, Callum.
Dave, do you remember when you went home because you thought someone spilled a drink on you?
Yeah.
That was Ashley. She vomited all over you.
Ashley vomited. What?
Did I? Yeah, oh my God.
That's so embarrassing.
Sick all over Dave.
But you know, it's not that embarrassing. Emma told our boss that she can't wait to work on 98FM one day.
Do you remember when Emma was like complaining about blisters on her feet and she made our big boss James swap shoes? She was going around the heels all night. Do you remember that?
Dave, do you remember when you were asking Pat Kenny to get in a TikTok dance?
I definitely didn't do that.
Tell me. Dave, if you check your drafts, you'll find it.
Do you know what was really embarrassing though? Ash told Mark McCabe to play Maniac 4000 and he said, it's Maniac 2000 and she went, no, it's not.
Well, actually, speaking of, when Mark McCabe did play and played Maniac 2000, he was like, remember he was emceeing it himself?
Yeah.
Well, Ashing told him to stop and take it back. Said, I'd rather sing those bits if you don't mind. She actually said,
so embarrassing,
Ash. He was messing everyone about you, yeah.
Remember when you robbed the new head of HR's bag and then sent an all that email from her phone saying, code of conduct who? Let's go mad tonight.
Oh, that was crazy.
Do you remember when I walked up to say hi to you, but you were in the corner telling Ian Dempsey he's like an uncle to you?
Stop,
You're like an uncle to me.
That was crazy.
Do you remember, Emma, when I walked into the toilet and you're giving producer Callum a swirly? Do you not remember that?
Do you remember Emma set fire to Brian Downing's hairsprayed hair?
Oh my god.
Oh, it was so
second
bad.
Year in a row. Yeah.
Second year in a row.
Dave, do you remember kind of towards the end of the night you had Michaela Hayes on your shoulders but she still couldn't reach the top of the bar?
Yeah, well, Emma tried to shift Kira Kelly.
Guys, all jokes aside, when I left the Christmas party, I was meeting my boyfriend Jack in Grafton Street, and he said he met me when he met me on Grafton Street. I was moshing to a band.
What band?
To like a
busker that were playing
on Grafton Street.
On Grafton Street, and I was moshing.
And Emma, just to clarify as well, you left before 10 p.m.
Lovely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's a big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
So excited!
It's official. We are releasing our Gertie quiz board game. We still haven't even seen this.
No,
do you know the amount of people who came up to me at the Christmas party and was like, can I get a board game? I was like, I don't even have one myself.
Yeah.
I was like, relax.
They did arrive on Saturday morning, apparently. A couple of people were employed just to build them and put them together.
Really?
Yeah, and include that all-important tiny dice
that
we ordered off Temu that's the size of a baby fingernail.
Yeah, I do like that.
A lot of people are as excited for the dice as they are the board game, I think, after hearing how ridiculously minuscule they are.
I suppose if you don't know what the Girly Quiz is, it's a game we play every Thursday on the show with Dave. You must be aware of it now at this stage.
Yeah.
And we've turned it into a board game. It's got loads of classic Girly Quiz questions. It's going to be loads of fun to play with your family, your colleagues, your friends, whatever. Over
and you can pick one up tomorrow morning. We're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre from 8 a.m. at the entrance of Level 3. So basically, it's the lifts by Tesco.
So if you actually park on Level 3, it'd be handy just to run in.
That's a really good start. I always park on 2M.
Do you, Dave?
Yeah,
I'm a personal preference.
I'm a 2M kind of guy.
Are you? Yeah. I normally park outside Marks.
Would
Marks
you?
And Spencer's now, yeah. I've got the lift then.
I'd normally get to Lewis now, guys, because I'd be very eco-friendly.
Would you get it to Bilali?
Oh, I'd probably get it to Bilali.
Bilali.
Yeah, Bilali is closer.
Because you don't have a car. Mm, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, Dundrum tomorrow and Blanchetown Centre upstairs outside Zara on Wednesday. You can collect the Girly Quiz board games from 8 a.m. both of those days. And if you can at all, we would love if you would be able to make a voluntary donation to Women's Aid. That's our charity partner on this. We're not going to charge a specific price for the
games.
We will give them to you for free, but if you could donate, that would be amazing. And if you can't make it down and you just want to donate at all, spin1038.com/donate. We'd love to raise loads of money for Women's Aid.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to say as well, a couple of things regarding the board games. We can't give you more than one per person. All right. We do think that stocks will be pretty damn, we do think they're going to go off pretty quick.
We do.
And I suppose it's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because you're trying to plan your day around getting in to Dundrum in the morning, say you'll have this problem at Blanche on Wednesday, and then getting to wherever you need to be. So I think we need to kind of come up with some kind of a note of sorts to hand people to get them out of work.
Yes, so I've kind of tasked myself with this morning, so we know it's obviously going to be a little bit tricky to fit this into your morning routine. So we've devised a foolproof plan for you for the next two mornings. We've created a late permission slip, essentially, that explains to your boss, your teacher, the reason why you were late for school or work, and it's because you were picking up a Girly Quiz board game, right? So we've actually gone as far as speaking to the Minister for Education on this and the Workplace Relations Commission.
Fair play.
And they've both agreed that this note should be accepted by all teachers and all employers as official
explanation.
It's
like a doctor's note, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like it's a fully charged note.
It's gospel, okay?
If we are signing these, we need to make them totally, you can't read them because of the, it's like a doctor's note. It's just scribble.
Exactly. So just the one note for everybody, but there's going to be an option to circle what applies to you.
Okay,
so do you want to hear it?
Yeah,
please. Yeah,
all right, so it starts with this. Dear teach/boss.
Okay.
Circle, which applies. I regret to inform you that I was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 plus minutes late for school, work or college today. But you already knew that because here I am late. So sorry, by the way. I actually hate being late. If you have to know, I was collecting the must-have board game this Christmas, the Girly Quiz board game by Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103.8 based on the classic quiz where Emma and Aisling quiz Dave on all things girly, and now I can feel as much anxiety as Dave feels every Thursday from the comfort of my own home this Christmas, but only when there are no little ears present. You can circle that, or you can circle, I was collecting a Christmas present from my missus.
Yeah.
That one option applies.
Yeah,
also,
very good.
This will never happen again. You can circle that, or you can circle, this may happen again tomorrow when I go pick up another one in Blanche. Signed, your name, and then at the end it says, certified by Emma Nolan, David Hammond, Aisling Bonner, Minister for Education and Workplace Relations Commission.
Have you got their signatures?
That's
it's just written the Minister for Education.
Yeah.
Are we forging them or what's the story?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We need to get them to print today as well then. A lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're out the door busy, and so don't worry about being late tomorrow. You have your excuse.
Yeah, you have it sorted.
We'll be at Dundrum Town Centre from 8 o'clock, the entrance of Level 3, basically the lifts by Tesco. Get yourself a Girly Quiz board game in the morning. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Here we go. Oh, oh, oh.
Ah, this is class. All the way through till Friday, we have some more unbelievable prizes to give away. We are going Christmas crackers. Woo. And we gave away a ton of fantastic prizes, really desirable stuff from the show last week. And we've more to go this week.
Yeah, we've got an Apple Watch 10.
We have a €500 Ryanair voucher.
A €200 Just Eat voucher.
A €500 Lululemon voucher.
And a 50-inch LG Ultra HD Smart TV. My God.
Now, there is absolutely no way of knowing what's to go today. We don't even know. It's
yes.
just all down to luck when you pull that cracker and see what you pull out. But in order to pull a cracker, you need that second code word. We gave you that first code word at 8 o'clock this morning. It is now time for the second code word. Are we ready for it to go?
Let's
Who wants
it.
To do this one?
Oh, go on, Ash. Go on, Ash.
Can I?
Yeah, you do this
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Here we go. Code word number 2.
You'll be so much better than me.
I don't think I will.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Really good.
Oh my God.
Stop, Ross.
No, was that was good. Unbelievable.
Was really no, stop. Good. Seriously, was it good?
I want to hear it again.
I want it. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my God. Star.
Yeah, not as great as your first one now, but it's still very good though.
Yeah.
Still very good. No, don't worry about it. No, Ash, stop crying. It's fine.
Oh, if you have damn. Both code words, now is the time to get them across to us on WhatsApp 087 711 103. What we're going to do is we're going to call someone back who has both code words and we're going to ask them a general knowledge question, right?
Yeah.
If they get it correct, lovely. They will pull a cracker and guaranteed in one of those crackers is one of the prizes we just mentioned.
That's what's happened every day so far.
But what if they get it wrong?
But there's a big but.
There's a massive but. If they get it wrong, and even if you have neither code words, you have a chance to steal and pull a cracker instead. All right, so this will be very quick. It'll be a case of open the lines and the first person to get through. And this will be exclusively on WhatsApp, all right? So make sure to have our number saved down so you can add us to your contacts and just hit that button. If it happens, the person gets the question wrong and you can win for your chance to steal.
Hasn't happened yet.
No.
Hasn't. Could though.
So it could absolutely happen.
087 711 103. That's our number. Get in touch now for your chance to win this morning.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
Oh,
oh,
oh. Oh, guys, I think we're giving Santa a bit of a run for his money on the show.
We are.
This week and last week, we've got unbelievable prizes to give away. As I said, last week and this week, we casually gave away a PlayStation 5, so many other cool things last week. And in order for you to get on to pull a cracker to win an incredible prize, you need to pick up 2 code words.
Yeah, 2 code words. I'm hoping that this person on the phone has. Who do we have?
It's Stephen. Let's give him a call.
How's it going?
Hi, Stephen. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all.
Before we go any further, Stephen, can we have both code words, please?
Beard and star.
Beard and star will get you there. That's it, Stephen. Nice one. All right, and now we can actually chat to you. What's the plan for today?
Just work and then Christmas presents.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. Nice one.
When you say Christmas presents, do you mean you have to buy Christmas presents, wrap Christmas presents, think of Christmas presents, get Christmas presents, give Christmas presents?
I have to buy yourself all our Christmas presents and then wrap them.
Okay.
And do you know what you're doing?
No.
Awesome.
Right, well,
okay.
maybe you'll,
she's a lucky woman.
Maybe you'll win her something here. You never know. Stephen, all you got to do is pick a category that you would like to answer the question from. Your category is festive football or smelling good. Which category would you like, Stephen?
Smelling good.
All right,
Stephen. One question stands between you winning something amazing right now. All right, okay. You've got 10 seconds to give us the answer to this question. You get it right, you pull a cracker. Is that clear?
Yep.
You have chosen smelling good. All right, Stephen. What perfume brand has fragrances such as Daisy, Dot, and Perfect? Is it Marc Jacobs or Calvin Klein?
Marc Jacobs.
Straight in, no kissing.
Is that your final answer, Stephen?
It is.
Why?
How do you know?
Why are you so sure?
I'm just hoping for the best.
You're 50-50 guessing.
Do you have intel on it? Would you know any association between Daisy Dot and Perfect and Marc Jacobs, or are you just totally winging it?
Winging it.
Wow. Right.
Stephen.
Let's see if you're correct, Stephen. You are!
Oh, thank God for that, Stephen. Congratulations.
Well,
you get to pull a cracker. Now, you got to pick the number between 1 and 10. However, there are a lot of numbers you cannot pick. You cannot pick 3, 4, 6, 7 or 9. But you can pick 1, 2, 5, 8 and 10. What would you like, Stephen?
I'll go 8.
8. All right. Cracker number 8, please, producer Callum. Thank you. Who would like to pull it?
I'll have a go with you there, Dave.
Here we go, Emma.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
And the thing didn't. The thing. Oh. There we go. Why is it always doing that?
I don't know. Does,
like the actual.
I love that smell of burn.
We've spent all the money on the prizes, Stephen. The crackers are very cheap.
They're not great, then, to be honest, Stephen. And you'll hear that just from the joke I'm about to tell you.
Yeah, and that's priority.
We can't get to your present unless we tell the joke. The joke is, who is the music elf's favourite reindeer? Dancer.
Cool.
That
Brilliant.
Would be the answer.
Price,
Dancer.
Please.
Oh, you all didn't right. even pause for effect. Cool.
Yeah, no, it was crap. It was too crap. All right, here we go, Stephen. You ready to find out what you've won?
Yep.
It's Monday. You have won a 50-inch LG Ultra HD Smart TV.
Oh, happy days.
Oh, my God. You've won a 50-inch Smart Telly. That's unbelievable. Happy days is right.
Thanks, lads.
Stephen, that is the best prize we have. That's unbelievable.
Happy for you.
Delighted.
You can go and play PlayStation and that. You can go and watch unbelievable Christmas movies. I don't know if you can get away with giving it to your girlfriend as a present, though.
It might look a bit sus.
I don't think I will.
No.
No.
Enjoy that, Stephen. Happy Christmas.
Your wife will be a bit. Thanks for that.
Good luck, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. Another one gone, but still so many prizes left. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, make sure you're with us to pick up code word number one. And head to Instagram. It's well worth your while doing a couple of things like liking a picture. Because there's an iPhone 16 to go.
Nice.
We'll make that call on Friday to someone who's entered our Instagram competition. You'll see it pinned to the top of our profile at Official Spin 103 on Instagram.
I've just realised we need to transport these crackers. They're going on the move the next 2 days. We're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre tomorrow. And those crackers need to be with us.
That's true.
They're valuable.
All right, well, we'll give you that job then, Ash, you know.
You want to give it to me?
You've got crackers, you also got to get ribbon and a big scissors to open up the girly quiz pop-up.
Oh, my God, I have a busy afternoon.
What you need to do is to stop saying things like that. You keep getting more jobs.
I had a really cute idea that is also really insufferable yesterday. Rehearsals for my musical. We're doing a musical next February. And we had our last rehearsal before Christmas yesterday. Today and everybody was feeling a little bit sentimental, and we've been doing like full runs of the show, and there's like big long sections of the show where there's no chorus involvement really, so we're just kind of sitting around chilling. Like, some people are reading books, some people were knitting. It's very wholesome.
Stop.
I have to say, yeah. And yesterday during the lunch break, I was like, guys, we should have musical book club where we each read the same book during our little parts that were not on stage.
Great idea.
And I was like, how cute. That's and wholesome funny. And culty.
And culty.
If we're, if
very
we're
musical
all sitting
theater kids.
Reading the same books, then I was like, well, if we're reading a book, it's got to be a musical based book. So we're going to kick off, I think, with the original story of Wicked.
Oh, very good.
That's topical right now.
But
that's
a book, know it, isn't though? It? Why is that a book? Why do you need to read the book when you know the story already?
Because, guys, it's a different medium.
Right.
You've got to absorb all mediums.
Right.
We're going to do Wicked first, and then we might move on to the, I don't know, 900-page Les Miserables by Victor Hugo.
Will your, you know, I was about to say lecturer, but it's not, you're not a
director.
Director, not be a little bit miffed that you're reading a musical that isn't the one you're doing.
I know, apparently there is a book of Sweeney Todd, which is the show we're doing, but it's very short, so it wouldn't last us too long. But how cute was all there sitting there reading us our own
and
book.
Did you start, is it happening?
I'm gonna put it in the group chat now today. I haven't put a whole lot in the group chat yet, so I have to like
answer the first
dig
thing
myself
you,
up a little
one
bit.
One of the first things you do in the group chat is going to be demanding that everyone buy Wicked
the book. Buy Wicked
the
book.
I don't know if that's going to go down well.
No,
I think what you should start with is a poll.
A poll.
Do you think, is this something you'd be
interested in? That's a nice idea. Or a poll on what book.
Yeah.
And what you could do is start with the reading, and then instead of everyone buying the book, just everyone bring a book and then just keep passing them through when people are finished.
Does the book have the songs?
No.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, I know.
That's the best part of Wicked.
Yeah, it is.
Story needs some work.
I think it's cute.
There's an idea there. There absolutely
there is.
It is
adorable.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello. God, I can't believe we're at the 16th of December. It's unbelievable.
Feel like we're like in the early days of 2024.
Honestly.
I'm like 2024, it still feels fresh and new.
Yeah, it does.
It's so strange.
I haven't even written like the 2-4 enough yet on a page or anything.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be interesting now. 2025 is next.
That's a lovely one.
That is a nice
one. It sounds like it's going to be a bit
of crack. I love a multiple of 5.
25.
I have a busy week this week in terms of, I suppose everyone's the same. If you do have family living outside of Dublin, you're probably heading home for a little bit, maybe. And not only do I have to pack for that, I'm like, God knows. It's because when I go home for Christmas, I could end up anywhere. When I went home over the summer, I ended up at a sheep shearing competition.
What?
I wasn't dressed for that. You know,
what do you, how do you dress for that?
I just, you need probably, yeah, like something that isn't very glam.
That sounds great.
You might just end up, I don't know, with a friend you haven't seen in ages doing, I just don't know what to bring, you know?
Yeah, so it's hard. It's really hard to pack for Christmas.
I think it just drag like the bigger suitcase and just throw in bits.
Oh, big
and
time,
deal with
yeah.
this. But then when I get back to Dublin, I have a 24-hour window until I go to Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden. So I have to pack for that too.
So this make week. Sure you don't sweat all over
my
your
heart
bodies.
Bleeds for you.
I know, sorry, it's such a like wind
oh,
business.
Oh, guys, I just and don't know how cold, to pack for Sweden.
How cold is it going to be in Sweden?
Freezing. Like minuses situation. Whoa. I don't even have any thermals. I'm going to have to do all that this week as well. Do you know when you're like, I don't even want to have to think about that yet. But I have to think about this week.
What date are you going to Sweden?
The 2nd.
There's lots of time to knit something nice now.
Between
now
of January. And then.
Are you free? What's your schedule like?
I was more talking about you.
I wouldn't have a clue. I could barely do a straight line stitch,
really?
To be honest with you. But yeah. So look, a lot to do this week, but it'll all be worth it.
And 2 weeks to learn the language as well.
Yes.
Best of luck.
A report came out over the weekend that has people a little bit freaked out. And I suppose from my point of view, I always, when I hear these things about being spied on by random devices, I'm like, why does anyone care?
I'm so like that as well.
Why do you, like, no one's lives are that interesting.
I also
why?
Believe none of us.
I don't
really
either, no.
People
really.
Are spying on you.
But like, remember I said it was like TikTok was looking at you through your camera. I was like, so what? What?
Yeah.
You're just going to see a load of chins.
It's going to be very boring.
Yeah, I know. And it is annoying that this whole idea of like your privacy being violated like that is
of
wrong.
Course.
But at the same time, you're like, why would anyone bother? Anyway, look, air fryers may be listening in to what you're doing in your home.
Spoiler alert, they're not.
Well, it's this report that the Information Commissioner's Office is issuing new data protection guidance. This is basically the manufacturer after... Sorry. A report by this group called Which revealed that some air fryers do collect information from their owners. There's three brands that are involved in this. I can't pronounce them. I'm not going to try. But... The companies initially had kind of failed to specify why they wanted to do this, and now there's basically new guidance that'll be brought out on this to protect people's privacy, etc. A spokesperson saying that it's fresh guidance for firms next year will outline clear expectations for what they need to do to comply with data protection laws, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah,
so
blah,
like
blah.
The air fryer manufacturers are like, oh, sorry, we just thought everybody knew the air fryer would be listening in.
Yeah, what air fryer has a microphone?
Well, that's
and if
the
it
thing.
Has one, just take the microphone out.
It's so weird.
And where would the microphone even be with in the air fryer? It's so random. Surely all you can hear is like sausages getting all
yeah,
like what's going on? But it's mad because on this over the weekend when I saw this first online, I was like, wow, I wonder, like, does Dave's microwave listen to whatever he gets up to at home?
Yeah.
I employed some really techie people to do a deep dive into Dave's microwave, and I found some really mad audio.
Oh, are you
no.
serious?
Oh,
Dave
no.
just be getting up to in his kitchen.
Oh no.
Do you want to hear?
No.
This is an idea of what he does be up to in his own time.
Wait. 7 o'clock right now.
I
only have
I think he just spends a lot of time on TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot of
what are you? What else are you meant to do when the microwave is whirring?
Yeah. Stand there watching TikTok.
Stand there watching TikTok.
I did manage to get my hands on a private piece of audio, and it's you on FaceTime to your girlfriend.
Pippa, does the mustache work with this shirt, or like, will I wear a hoodie? What do you think?
Oh, God.
Oh, cringe. I'm glad we didn't get her reply. That would have been so cringe.
Constantly just asking for advice on what to wear from his girlfriend. This as well, Ash.
Ben, would you leave me alone? I don't want to go for a walk. I'm wrecked. I'm just so tired.
And you always tell us you love going for walks with Ben. God, you're such a liar.
Liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You
this is illuminating information.
In work, you say it at home as well. Well, Ashley, you're not off the hook.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
I don't even have an air fryer.
I think mine was bad.
I took a deep dive into your kettle.
No, you didn't.
Here's what I found.
Blobs, aren't you just the cutest little cat?
Oh, no. Everyone knows I love my cat.
Yeah, these are really embarrassing.
I also unearthed some recordings of you and your boyfriend Alex having a big fight.
I'm glad you ended the sentence that way. Alex, what are you after doing with the aubergine? Classic weekly
such
aubergine argument.
Such a South dub. What do you have to do with the aubergine?
The aubergine.
Found this too, Ash.
All the people all said sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. The people all said sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. Oh my God, that's old knowledge.
I was curious to know what it picked up about me. So I asked this person to have a look at my oven. Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Play Kendrick Lamar, Squabble Up. Volume up by 6. That makes sense.
Yeah. Squabble Up.
I believe this.
Great song. I'd highly recommend.
Squabble Up.
It's really fun. It's
sounds like
up.
A monster that your child is afraid of.
Squabble Up. I discovered this. Eam, do you want tea? Do you want green, decaf, reg? That's standard, yeah. Yeah. A lot of teas in my house. Yeah. Very boring, actually. What
very boring.
Very boring. Quiet, yeah.
Then this. Oh, would you look at those counters? They're gleaming. Oh, they look lovely. How long's left in that washing machine? Oh, Emma Nolan, you're such a domestic goddess. Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, I can't believe you got to hear that part. The rest was boring.
I can't believe
it's so embarrassing. I have a clean house, oh my God.
Here is Big Pig. This is called Favourite Girl on Spin.
Big what?
Big Pig.
Yes, you're on Spin.
Good morning. We all know that 2024 was a big year for AI, artificial intelligence, especially with ChatGPT. I have done sweet F all year because ChatGPT does all of my work.
Come on.
It's been a great year for Dave.
Why wouldn't I this week, seeing as it's our last week on the show before 2025, why don't I do AI Christmas? A nice AI Christmas.
What does that mean?
Every day I'm going to be asking ChatGPT for advice on random things to do with Christmas. So for today, I'm going to start off with last minute Christmas gift ideas. Okay.
It does sound like you're totally after clocking off now.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Well, this is the section of the year where you don't even pretend you're working anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Reining it in.
Gotcha.
So I put in the prompt, last minute Christmas gift ideas for all ages. I need them to be stuff I can get in the next 10 minutes. Right, so put ChatGPT under a little bit of pressure. Okay, so it gave me categories for kids, for teens, for adults, for grandparents, and for universal options.
Oh, I've loads of universal.
I've loads of universal options.
Yeah.
We start for kids.
People who just don't have an age.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I like about when they give me little suggestions is they also give me reasons I can buy them as presents. So, for example, colouring books and crayons. Most petrol stations stock these. Great.
Do they?
Thanks. I don't know a petrol station that stocks them.
I've seen them myself.
So, yeah, it's just 50 there on number 4 and a couple of colouring books, please.
Number 2 was sticker packs. Why? Fun and inexpensive. Thank you. And 3, magazine with a toy. Something like National Geographic, which famously does not come with a toy.
No, yeah. I don't think so. They'd probably be anti that.
Or yeah. CBeebies. We move on to for teens. Snacks bundle. Get their favourite crisps, sweets and soda for a personal touch. Just buy them stuff from the shop.
Every teen loves snacks. Like.
Now, this is my favourite one. So number 1 was snacks bundle. Number 2 on the potential gift for teens, a snazzy water bottle. If it's brightly coloured, it's a win. That's what ChatGPT said.
Right, okay. The other thing, teenagers so well.
The other suggestion, a power bank. Life-saving and available in most shops. Not true on both of them.
Life-saving. Such a dramatic statement.
ChatGPT trying to be cool, being like, that can be a lifesaver.
Lifesaver.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for adults, we've got travel mug and coffee. Easy to grab and useful. Thank you. We also have scratch cards or lotto tickets. Low effort, high excitement.
Oh my God, National Lottery needs to steal that caption.
And absolute, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel. Notebook and pen for their resolutions next year.
Oh no.
Do you know what it is though? I think it's brilliant that you added them within the next 10 minutes because it really is a bit stumped.
For grandparents, a box of biscuits. Bonus points if it's shortbread or looks fancy.
So ChatGPT has a personality and prefers shortbread.
Well, no, I think like it's just saying shame. Your grandparents would. Tea or coffee gift. Many shops have festive blends. Or puzzles or crossword books. Keep them entertained.
Oh, my God.
Just don't, like, here, Granny, there's a crossword book.
Rude.
And then...
Oh, I've other my ones. Bad, my bad. Go for it.
Universal options. Gift bags with treats. Chocolate crisps or nuts in a pretty bag. slippers or cozy socks. Always at larger stores, gift racks. And a phone charger cable. Handy and appreciated.
And life-saving.
And life-saving.
Life-saving stuff, yeah, absolutely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. This week on the show, we want you to get your skates on ice.ie. It's powered by Uno Energy. And it's the perfect way to celebrate the season.
They have locations in Dundrum, Swords, all across Ireland too. Such a nice little thing to do in that little gap in between Christmas and New Year's.
You know what I'd recommend if you are winning this? Wear some big socks.
Yeah.
Don't be wearing your little ankle socks because you're gonna hurt your.
Spoken like a true skater.
Yeah, there you go. I'd say wear big socks and kind of, but not like you don't have to double up or anything. Just wear big socks.
Not those little crappy ankle socks.
No.
Yeah, I hear you.
You'll be slipping down your heel and your boots.
Thank you. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we have loads of family passes to give you with onice.ie all this week, and we're gonna give away I think 4 today. So be by your phone.
Let's give this a lash. Standing by is Shauna. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's try and get you a family pass for Dundrum or Swords on Ice. Finish this for me. Christmas month.
December.
Yay! Nice one, Shauna. You've just won with onice.ie. Congratulations.
We got to get our skates on. We got to give somebody else these passes. Yeah, got to go, Shauna.
Got to skate. See you later, Shauna.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we're looking for you, Paul, and your number ends in 55.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Paul, name a Christmas dinner item.
Knife and fork.
What?
I mean, it rises. Paul's right.
Paul's a messer now.
Paul's a cheeky chap.
Paul, do you know what? We're going to give it to you.
I'll give it to him.
Family pass on iStudy. Congratulations. Have a great day. Good luck.
Thank you.
And now we're looking for you. Colm, your number ends in 1-5.
No more cheeky chaps now.
Hey, Colm. Hello. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning, healthy.
Colm, quick question for you. Pull this at Christmas.
Cracker.
Yay. Spot on, Colm. Nice one. You've just won a family pass on ice.ie. Congratulations.
Lovely. Thanks a million.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Toodles.
One more.
For now.
For today.
Gary, we're looking for you and your number ends in 5-7. Gary's a good name.
Gary's class.
Gary's a great skater.
Hi, Gary. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Gaz?
Hey, boys. How's things?
Are you any good at ice skating?
Do I want to go ice skating?
Well, are you any good at it, we were asking.
No, I'm absolutely shocking.
Oh, good.
Would you like to go?
Name. We thought with a name like Gary.
I'd love to go.
All right. Well, all you got to do is answer a very, very short question. It sounds like this. Fill the blank, Gary. What? Frankincense and myrrh.
What's frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah, do you remember the three wise men and they bring something to Jesus and they bring frankincense, myrrh. They bring myrrh and they bring something else?
Wine.
It's not silver.
Silver.
This is supposed to be a short quiz. Okay. What did the three wise men bring Jesus? Did they bring him? They brought him frankincense, they brought him myrrh, and they brought him one other thing.
I actually don't know.
It's the opposite of silver.
Gold.
Yay!
Gary, you don't deserve it, but you're getting a family pass to on ice.ie.
Gary, go home and read the Bible.
Go to Mass. Gary, this Christmas, go to your nativity.
You need Mass,
You
Gary.
Need the nativity.
I didn't know either.
I'm actually off work today. I might pop into church for half an hour.
There you go.
You need Jesus.
See you later, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I can't believe you told a listener that they need Jesus.
I'm disappointed with his knowledge of the nativity. Come on, that should be tip of the tongue.
I wouldn't have had a clue.
Would you not?
No, I swear, I didn't even know what you were on about.
The three wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What does Frankenstein, what's your man's name?
You need Jesus, Emma.
I was like, what does Frankenstein have to do with Christmas?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what the three wise men followed?
Do you know their names?
A star.
Do you know their names?
No.
Casper, Balthazar, Melchior, boom.
I only remember Balthazar because I remember being like, that sounds amazing.
Okay.
When's last you went to Mass, Aisling?
No comment. We do have tons of these on ice.ie passes to give away. We're going to do it all this week. But if you want to get in nice and early before tomorrow, just send us over the word ice in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
We're literally out the door with those.
Yeah, if you text that, you'll probably get them.
We have so many to go and you might as well put them to good use. So as Ash said, just message us now. The word ice, 087 711 1038. You could be off skating this week.
Skating.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
David Hammond, I would like to talk to you about duck. Aisling, I would like not to talk to you about duck because you're a vegetarian.
Oh, duck as in
I love duck.
You're literally the worst vegetarian ever. All you do is talk about how much you miss and love meat.
Yeah, but I don't actually eat it, so that's fine.
I went home last night after work and my boyfriend had cooked duck at home. I have never seen the likes of it. I was like, what do you mean? I didn't even know you could buy duck in a shop.
Did you
do the pancakes?
No.
Because they're
class. This noodle dish. And he chopped up the duck on top of the noodles while the stir-fried veg.
Was there hoisin?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus, Mother of Mercy. I was like, it's just going to cook so good.
Quack.
You can just cook so good.
Sorry, Ash, but it was incredible.
No, fine.
You'll get the vegetarian one, don't you?
Spin now. Right, tomorrow is the day. It is day one of two of us finally giving away our girly quiz board games. I imagine this is what a parent might feel like when their kid's doing very well at school.
Do you think?
Like, oh, the girly quiz now, people like it, and they want a board game. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So look, it's tomorrow. We'll be at Dundrum Town Centre. Well, we're going to be live from 7, but you can't pick up the board games until 8 a.m.
Yeah. I feel like this is our TY mini company.
Yeah.
We've created a board game, except it's a bad company because we're not making any money off it.
No, we're giving all the money away to charity. Aren't we
so
good?
Yeah, so we're giving them away for free. We'd love you to be able to donate to Women's Aid on the day. So if you can bring cash, that'd be great. But there's also a QR code that'll be there on the day you can donate to directly.
So we're going to be at the entrance of Level 3, basically by the lifts by Tesco. From 8 a.m. and that's at Dundrum Town Centre. And then on Wednesday we're going to be live from outside Zara in Blanchardstown.
That's dangerous for me.
Oh, dangerous.
What were they doing leaving putting us beside Zara on Wednesday the week before Christmas?
Yeah, sensible outside Tesco tomorrow. I can handle that.
I can get a meal deal easy.
Exactly, but like
in Zara I forgot about that. Yeah.
Just to say as well, just regarding the fundraising for Women's Aid, if you can't come along tomorrow but you would like to donate, you can do. We have a link for you. It's just spin103.com/donate. Be amazing to raise loads of money for them.
Are we going to wear pink?
That's what I was thinking. My next question was going to be, what are we wearing
tomorrow? I don't have any pink, but I...
Oh, Alex has a pink t-shirt. Do you want me to bring it in for you?
No, I'm grand, thanks. but I will... I'll dress up. I won't wear my usual crap.
That's what I'm thinking
today. Please don't wear your usual crap.
I can't believe I have to wear makeup.
I know, I was thinking about that. Yeah, I'll be putting it on the taxi.
Brilliant.
Drum, drum. Mm. Yeah. If you wear pink to come and greet us tomorrow, we will give you a girly quiz board game.
We were doing that anyway, Ash.
It doesn't matter.
No, I like it.
It's still a good incentive. The tiny dice as well. Yeah. They each feature a tiny dice direct from China, from Temu. And that's a lot of fun.
They're so small.
And we're buzzing for tomorrow.
It'll be good crack. It'll be so
Please
nice
come,
to see
because
so many
if no one actually comes, it's going to be really embarrassing.
And we really don't want disappointment, so it is kind of first come, first
please,
serve.
Please
as well.
Do come, actually.
Right, Michaela's on the way. And tomorrow morning, when you hear us, we're going to come to you live from Dundrum Town Centre. Board games to go from 8 a.m. Ooh. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Catch you back here in the morning. Bye-bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Your word is formaldehyde.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As you're sitting in your basement, you hit your vape, but then your mom walks in, freaks out, and starts listing the toxic chemicals you could be inhaling into your body, like formaldehyde, which she singles out because it's the same chemical used to preserve your Uncle Rico's funky-smelling taxidermied fox. Formaldehyde. Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals like formaldehyde. No need to spell it out any more than that. Brought to you by The Real Cost and FDA.